Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, 212, that's my starting point. 212. We call it our NHS, and it is. It's paid for by the people who live and work here. Its workforce is us, and it's designed and focused on looking after all of us. The NHS is an act of social solidarity, a commitment to community, an acknowledgement that we can achieve more when we're together and in step. Us, it is. But what is us? Who are us? Curiously, we don't know. There are 1.35 million people working in the NHS, but where they're actually from, their nationality, is self-reported and may not be accurate. But we can make a good guess. Us is 1,118,116 colleagues who are UK British. The rest come from my starting point, 212 countries. The NHS is the United Nations of Care. Of the 212 nations, there are some I'd like to invite you to give a special thought to. As far as I can tell, there are 192 from Ukraine. 10,500 are from Poland. Nearly 1,000 from Slovakia. Just under 800 are Czech. And over 5,000 from Romania. About 14,000 come from Hungary. 666 from Latvia. 400 are from Finland. And from Russia, there are 196. For reasons you only have to have a passing interest in the news and current affairs to understand, that makes it about 33,000 people working in the NHS, working with you, alongside you, at the bedside, pushing a trolley, planning, and for all I know, sitting at a desk next to you, reading this. Perhaps who will need you? I'm sure I can write with confidence events are not in the name of any of us. In and around the NHS. They'll need a moment of friendship, reassurance, family, understanding, a pause, a look, a hand, a word that says, I can't imagine how difficult this must be for you, but I'm here for a chat or a coffee or a moment, whatever. 33,000 people with 33,000 families, many of whom will be living with the reality of war and the threat of conflict. For most of us, home is here with our neighbours, family and friends. For the 33,000, home is here, where their friends are, the school is, the neighbours. But home is also where their mum and dad might be. Almost certainly gran and granddad are. Perhaps a brother, a sister, a cousin, who knows. What we do know, we're consigned to the role of spectator as evil once again unrolls itself across Europe. How fast, where it will stop, what it will have wrecked in its path, is impossible to know. What we do know, whatever our response, it will have been factored in by the Kremlin's plans months ago. In December 2021, Russia's foreign exchange reserves stood at $630,000 million. Reuters reports Russia has been living under financial and economic sanctions since 2014, when the West attempted to punish it for annexing Crimea and for its role in the military conflict in the Ukraine. Restrictions prompted banks and companies to reduce dependence on global debt markets, while Russia focused on replenishing reserves and developing its own financial systems as alternatives to SWIFT. That's the clearance system, international clearance systems, things like Visa and MasterCard. That means we have a new role, a special role for NHS leaders responsible for our multicoloured rainbow of talent united under our blue light. Circle our people with arms wide open, friendship, understanding, patience and love. We cannot know what it must be like. For many of their families, it will be the end of a normal life. There's a new role for us all. Finding a back that needs patting, a role to ask, how are things? Anything I can do? Tell me about your family. How are you feeling? You must be anxious. I began my days born in the dark shadow of war. Brought up in its austerity, but encouraged by the open-minded working people who were my mum and dad, to see Europe as part of my nationality, an opportunity, and a place where people were just like me. Wanted what I wanted, a job, a safe place to live, and to be with the one I loved. Brexit has eroded part of that, and as I look forward to the end of my days, a dark shadow is creeping back. Life is a circle. Our task is to widen the circle.